हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां सुप्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् प्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् मतिविभवान् ज्योतिषा स्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपिशनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः गुणगणपात्वसौनस्तुरीयः असौ विगतगुणगणः तुरीयः नः पातु Gaudapadacharya beautifully explained the oneness of the Atma by negating the plurality and duality logically and also with supportive quotes from the Upanishads. In the 13th Karika, he just made very clear, it is the non-duality of the reality alone is highly praised, glorified, you know, all the Upanishads uniformly, because it is the vision of the non-duality reality is desirable, serves the purpose of attainment of the discovery of freedom. Whereas duality is condemned also. And to show how duality is condemned, of course, non-duality, especially the essential oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma, is revealed through Mahavakyams, many Mahavakyams available in the Upanishads. Whereas the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma, the duality is condemned, pointing out how this acceptance of duality as reality results in having to go through this samsara, results in having the fear. See, being afflicted by the phenomenon called fear itself is suffering the problems of samsara. So, to show that, also Shankara Bhagavatpada, we saw in his Shankara Bhagavatpada, many presented all those quotes from Chandogya, Brihadaranyaka, and also Katha. These Upanishads he quoted, and yesterday we saw that. This specifically, the mantras of his Upanishads which condemn the duality, the division, the separateness of Jiva and Paramatma. Understood? So now we are going to see the 14th Karika. Before I enter into the 14th Karika, let me tell you certain things that we need to know before we enter into this 14th Karika. Even though we have not studied the whole Veda Shastram, the entire Veda Shastram consisting of three sections as Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda, the entire Veda Shastram has the status of being the Pramanam. is a means of knowledge. The whole Vedashastram is said to be the Pramanam. Pramana Granthaha. But still, the Vedashastram, initially, if you say the Karma Upasana Kandas, the Karma Upasana Kandas, which form the big part, the voluminous part of the Vedashastram, which is called Purva Bhagaha of the Vedashastram, there Vedashastram prescribes various rituals. We can say Nitya Karmani, Naimittika Karmani, Kamya Karmani, Prayaschitta Karmani, like Pratishiddha Karmani, which are the activities which should be prohibited, which should be performed choicelessly, and which should be performed for specifically for fulfillment of one's desires, and which should be performed for neutralizing one's unknowingly or knowingly done papa karmas. Like these varieties of things, rituals are prescribed in the Karma Kanda. Many upas are also prescribed here. So here, when in the Karma Kanda, Karma Upasana Kandas, when Vedashastram prescribes these rituals, prescribes these upasanas, the meditations, as disciplines, Vedashastram accepts our perception of duality. As though accepts. Because we need not be taught that there is duality, there is plurality. Being born human beings with ignorance, we already know there is experience of duality, plurality. Therefore, accepting our understanding, Upanishad, Vedashastram in Karma Upasana Kandas prescribes countless number of rituals and meditations. Which means all differences are also accepted. Differences, in fact, the phenomenon called a difference is not accepted at the end. But initially, the difference is accepted. Accepting the difference. Especially, we see there are many accessories associated with actions, performing any action or rituals, such as subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, beneficiary of action, purpose of action, locus of action, all these are said to be karaka bhedaha. Karaka bhedaha means the difference in accessories associated with action, any ritual. Vedashastram accepts all those karaka bhedas, accepts plurality, our understanding of plurality being the reality. There's tremendous acceptance on the part of the Veda, like how any mum accommodates any thought behavior, any nonsense behavior of a child. Accepts, like tolerance, isn't it? That is why tolerance, patience, accommodation, acceptance means mother, mum. Okay? Shruti is mata. Accepts and prescribes all this. You know? When prescribes, is typically like any parent, I repeatedly give this example, any parent takes the child to the toy shop, toys world, buys any number of toys. When mother is buying toy, no mother expects the child to play with the toy throughout the life. The mother wants the child to play with the toy. Mother also has the joy of seeing the child having the joy of playing with the toy. But mother will not be very, very unhappy. The child will be holding on the toy even after growing up, as a grown-up person. Okay? And when he grows up, all the toys should not be spread out in the rooms, and they should go to this, you know, showcase, and he can show, these are the toys my mom bought when I was very young, and he'll say, I bought all these toys for you when you were young. He won't be playing anymore with that. In the same way, Mother Shruti also, very, no? The Mother Shruti, Shruti of abundance of compassion prescribes countless number of rituals. All those accept Nikaraka Vedas, initiating the Karma Upasana Kandas. Then the same Shruti. And why? Because Shruti has interest in preparing us for the something much subtler fact which she is going to teach later on. Later on, much subtlest fact is going to be revealed. That fact has to be understood. Understood, retained, dwelt upon, assimilated, and every human being must enjoy the benefit of that ultimate vision that Shruti wants us to have. If we have to enjoy the benefit of that vision, we must have the vision. If to have that vision, we must be prepared also mentally. Okay? So this raw mind, immature mind has to become adequately mature to become the most mature, absolutely mature. If without relative maturity, absolute maturity is not possible. That relative maturity on the part of the mind to become absolutely mature is possible only if a person lives a disciplined life. That is why all these are taught here. So by way of prescribing all these, even though there are some rituals which may involve even hurt, but still Shruti emphasizes in this Karmakanda itself the importance of values. So it enables a person to become righteous, ethical, from being unethical and non-righteous also. So even by prescribing, so Shruti encourages beings perform rituals, practice meditations, and talking about the varieties of, you know, even the results which can be enjoyed as a result of performing rituals. Countless number of results are discussed there. So the results are results of the performing rituals and practicing meditations are in the form of artha kamas enjoyable in this world while living here. And there are also artha kamas in the form of enjoyment of heavenly pleasures which can be enjoyed even after leaving this physical body. Shruti does talk about heaven, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. So here one can enjoy everything, and not only that, if a person accumulates abundance, to not only one can experience enjoy artha kamas in this world, one can also earn abundance of punyam, which can be translated into the experience enjoyment of pleasures in higher lokas. One can go to different planes of worlds of different planes of experience. One can exhaust one's punyam, enjoy pleasures, and come back also. Otherwise, there's a possibility of even traveling through Shukla Gatihi, going to highest of the lokas, Brahma Loka, which we have no clue. Shruti is the pramanam. Is it possible to travel through Shukla Gati? Shruti says, so we accept. Because what Shruti says finally is a verifiable fact. Therefore, what Shruti says is a fact. There is possibility, but non-verifiable. We can travel through Shukla Gatihi, go to heavenly, higher sloka. Even after going to higher sloka, there's a possibility of attaining moksha as kama muktihi. So all these are discussed in the Karma Upasana Kandas. Then, worshipper worshipped difference, division is accepted, duality is accepted. Kartrutvam is accepted. Kartrutvam means what? All of us naturally have very strong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. These wrong notions, we do not know we have wrong notions. We all have notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These notions, according to Shastram, they are erroneous notions. Notions are also accepted. Kartrutvam is accepted, Bhoktutvam is accepted, then accepting our wrong notions alone, all these are prescribed. If we do not have the doership and enjoyership, how can you do any action? How can you perform these rituals? How can you enjoy the benefits? So acceptance is there. This acceptance of what is not right also is with the, we with the some motive. Okay, acceptance is to win the hearts of human beings, is it? Because Shruti has to be accepted. Shruti accepts us in order to be accepted by us. Once Shruti accepts us and Shruti is friendly, then we accept Shruti. Okay? And we also enjoy. And later on, and gradually, Shruti is going to say, once you are adequately stable, once you are adequately emotionally stable, intellectually sharp, then Shruti has something to tell you. Shruti is going to tell you slowly, no, my dear child, you know, all this. Then we listen to the child, no? Carefully, what she says. Give a chocolate, bring the cough syrup. For the, no, all any, cough, any bitter syrup child has to have. Open your mouth, look at this. Then pour this out. In the same way, here also Shruti has to have this sort of, all, you know, all these sufferings, all these problems in life. Always you come back with complaints, you know. Whatever she gives, there's a complaints will never stop. The emotional problems will never come to an end. Never come to an end. Desires are countless. People are different, minds are different. Countless objects are countless, so desires are countless. Therefore, voluminous, the Vedash Karma Upasana Kandas also what now, like our IKEA, isn't it? Huge. Why huge, isn't it? Because needs are many, desires are many, so this results are, therefore, huge. But towards the end, in a small portion of Veda Shastram, called Jnana Kanda, Shruti tells us off. Okay, enough with all this. Now, the fact is, there is no such a phenomenon called difference at all. There is no difference. No difference. Difference is possible only if there is more than one thing. There's no second thing. There's no second thing like Atma. There's no second thing unlike Atma. Therefore, no second thing like Atma, therefore Advitiyaha. There's no second thing unlike Atma, therefore Advaitaha. It means all that is only the truth. So the plurality is not there, duality is not there, divisions are not there, no such a thing called difference at all. All these differences, plurality, duality experienced are not denied. But they are seemingly real. They are not absolutely real. What is seemingly real, as though real, is mistaken to be absolutely real. And this is the error in our perception of the world. This error needs to be corrected, for which error in the perception of one's own self needs to be corrected. The two errors. Error in the perception of one's own self, error in the perception of the world. The plurality being, duality being real, the plurality is mistaken to be the reality, which is error. And not only that, we become dependent on this world of plurality forever. When you mistake it to be real, you become dependent on the world of plurality, duality, for your happiness and security, which is the worst thing. That is why constantly disappointments. It's like, one of the Swamiji's used to say, it's like a cardboard chair, isn't it? So being dependent on, as though real, non-real, the world of duality for one's happiness and security is, will result in disappointments only. Again, it's a suffering pain. For which the error in the perception of one's own self needs correction. And that is why it is said, in discovery, Shatam says, Shruti is going to say, there's only truth, and that truth is one, all-pervasive, timeless, the truth alone is the subtlest, being the subtlest, all-pervasive. Being all-pervasive, indivisible, undivided. Being indivisible, undivided, it is changeless. Being changeless, it is not the cause. Being not the cause, there is no effect. No effect being there, Brahman, that reality alone is there. And that reality, you arrive at as the very truth of I, as yourself. In discovering that reality of the whole as one's own self, then that is aparoksha brahma jnanam. Aparoksha Atma Jnanam, in the wake of which you can just see the error in your own perception. The error in the perception of yourself becomes corrected. When you claim, take ownership of that Atma as yourself, Swarupam, and you can see from the standpoint of Atma, it is possible for one absolutely to see how all that is there is Brahma. There's no I, there's no this, there's no even Ishvara. Ishvara is a name of that. If you say Ishvara, is a name given to the same truth. That's all. Ishvara is Brahma. You don't have to say Ishvara is not there, Ishvara is Brahma. There's no lot other than the truth. So, the only in this vision, our dependence becomes shifted from the world to the Lord to oneself. That is when all our worships, all our prayers, all our divisions, now accepting the divisions, whatever prayers you've been doing, whatever worship you have been doing, what meditation you've been practicing, all this should culminate in this self-dependence for one's happiness and security, which is the ultimate tatparyam aim of the Shruti. Having this as the tatparyam, the ultimate aim, that one has to see, oneself being free from dependence, which is freedom, which we do not attain, we will discover as our own nature. This is how Upanishad, the whole Shastram, becomes the Pramana Grantaha. And in this Upanishad, in this, the whole Upanishads, there are different types of statements. So, some statements are statements of Apurvata. Apurvata means what? Anything which is already known to me before, through any other pramanam, it is a purvata. Okay? So, pramanam, a means of knowledge, can be called pramanam, a means of knowledge, only if it serves, it helps me understand, know, discover something which I cannot know through any other pramanam. Okay, eyes are the pramanam to know only the light and things which reflect the light. Eyes cannot be the pramanam for the sound. This is pramanam. Ears are pramanam because ears alone can reveal this sound. Eyes are not the pramanam for sound. In the same way, for us to discover this abstract fact of absolutely what is this only secondless non-dual reality, also shastram is the pramanam. And so wherever the statements which help us understand the oneness of reality, oneness of the Atma, where we have statements which reveal the non-separateness of the individual and the total, they're all pramana-vakyani. Pramana-vakyani. Even in the Karma Kanda, to understand there is heaven, the possibility of attaining heaven, the rituals we perform to earn punyam to go to heaven, even about the path, we have no clue about it. All that we need understand from the Karma Kanda. So Karma Kanda also is a pramanam to know things which cannot be known through any other pramanam. So here also is the pramanam. So pramana vakyani are the statements which help us understand the facts which cannot be known through any other means of knowledge. And there are statements implying the duality, accepting duality and plurality. Those statements are said to be anuvada vakyani. Why they are said to be anuvada vakyani? Because those statements do not help us understand something what we do not know. Duality is already known to us. There is duality. There is division. There are differences. There is plurality. This is already known to us. When Shruti also accepting our understanding, prescribes rituals, then those statements where acceptance of what we already know are said to be anuvada vakyani. Anuvada vakyani, they are not statements which serve as means of knowledge. They are restatement of what we already know. Restating of what is already known. The statements which restate what we already know are said to be anuvada vakyani. So we will know as we study with the help of the teacher, with the help of the tradition, we understand which are all the statements which serve as means of knowledge. Pramana vakyani, statements which serve as means of knowledge, statements which are restatements, anuvada vakyani. We also have some other statements, arthavada vakyani. Arthavada vakyani means the statements which talk about things associated with meditations or rituals. For example, the statements which praise the results of action, the glorification of the result of action. Oh, if you do this ritual, this will be the benefit. And there's some palashrutis are there. The benefits what you're going to gain as a result of performing rituals, they're all arthavada vakyani. The glorification of the rituals, the glorification of devatas to be invoked during the performance of ritual. It can be glorification of rituals, glorification of benefits of rituals, glorification of devatas to be invoked during the performance of rituals. So all these are the statements of glorifications are to be arthavada vakyani. They are simply presented to enthuse, to encourage a person to involve himself in performing rituals, to practicing meditations. And the Shruti's only aim of encouraging the performance of rituals, practice of meditations is to enable, to help every individual mind become a mature minded from being an immature minded. That is where we understand even anything what we do in our day-to-day life, any action we do also, even the mundane activities we perform or religious activities perform in terms of worship, prayer, etc. Our other practice such as discipline, exercise which practice also, everything becomes a preparatory discipline. Okay, discipline. Then it is called karma yoga. We understand the conversion of karma into a preparatory discipline. Okay, when certain attitudes are involved in doing the actions, in accepting situations with sameness of mind, and also remaining committed to, with a commitment to live a life of values. And this understanding of converting the karma into a preparatory discipline also is possible in this karma upasana khandas. Okay. Without saying that you become a karma yogi, the whole thing is prescribed that way. That is how Shruti helps us to live our lives in tune with universal, natural, moral law and order. So that we do not disturb the order. And not living one's life without disturbing the universal law and order is the only way of contributing for universal harmony. Just doing your duties, just being worshipful, just being prayerful, but being conscious of dharma, okay, focusing on what has to be done, gradually you become adequately mature, emotionally stable, intellectually sharp. Then Shruti will tell us, when you're ready, Shruti is going to teach us what should be taught finally. Tatparyam of the Shruti is in helping us discover what is absolutely real and what is ultimately the non-duality being the reality, non-duality of the reality that we're enjoying, that benefit of it. Okay? Therefore, but because the difference is there, now finished, okay? Now we go to the verse. Some people who read this karma upasana khandas, or people who heard about karma upasana khandas, even if you don't study all the Veda mantras, still the doubt should come, okay? When we come here, we are one Upanishad classes, we are taught Advaitam, okay? Non-duality is reality. There are no differences. There's no differentiation. It's only seeming plurality. It's only seeming reality, seemingly real. This is a thought. Listen, from morning till evening, karma yoga. Isn't it? You're asked to go, chase to do things because there's no contradiction. There's no contradiction. But there are people. Does Veda Shastram contradict itself? Initially, the big portion, voluminous portion, accepts duality, prescribes rituals and meditations. Later on, negates duality. Means Shruti has two stands now. Duality, it seems as though Shruti accepts duality to be the reality. The way Shruti has prescribed rituals and meditations, it seems Shruti accepts duality as the reality. So duality is also reality. The same Shruti teaches later on non-duality as the reality. So non-duality is also reality. Shruti has two, Shruti states both. The duality is real, non-duality is also real. That does Shruti contradict. The Veda Shastram contradict in its teaching. What it teaches in the beginning is different from what it teaches later on. This is where Acharyas come to help. No, Shruti does not teach duality. Shruti, Veda Shastram does not teach duality. In Karma Upasana Khandas, duality, plurality, divisions and differences are mentioned, accepted. That's all. Accepting your perception, accepting our perception, accepting our differences in duality does not mean Shruti teaches. We should not mistake it to be the teaching. Okay? Tani anuvadaha. We should not mistake the anuvada vakyani, the restatements, to be the statements of means of knowledge. Gaudapacharya is going to show us, there is no contradiction at all on the part of the Shruti. Shruti does not teach duality because Shruti need not teach duality. Being a pramanam, it cannot teach what is already known to us. Only restatement, is it? And aim of the Shruti is to help us become ready, prepared for something what Shruti has to see, the mind-boggling fact. Isn't it? Therefore, the whole Karma Upasana Khandas serve as indirect means of preparing the human mind for receiving the teaching and assimilating the teaching and for enjoying the benefit of the teaching. Shruti, nowhere in Shruti, duality is said to be the reality. In Karma Upasana Khandas, duality is not glorified as reality. In fact, it's condemned later on. Simply mentioned, that's all. Simply accepted. Acceptance of our perceptions should not be mistaken for the teaching. Veda Shastram teaches what cannot be known through Nidhar Pramanam, what cannot be known by us already. That is, Shruti gives the vision of non-duality of the reality. Okay? That is the ultimate tatparyam, ultimate aim of the whole Veda Shastram is to help us discover this fact. Okay. So, but some people ask, Shruti contradicts. No, Shruti does not contradict. So this is expecting such doubt on the part of the students, Gaudapada Acharya is going to teach in the 14th Karika. Okay.
What are the Vakyas? They tell the truth? So you said there is the Anuvakya, the Atavada Vakya?
Pramana Vakyani. Anuvada Vakyani, Arthavada Vakyani, Pramana Vakyani. So the entire Veda Shastram is a Pramana Granthaha. Is a valid means of knowledge. Okay.
Jivatmano Pruthak Tvam yat, jivatmano prithak tvam yat, pragutpat ప్రాగుత్పత్తేః ప్రకీర్తితం ప్రాగుత్పత్తేః ప్రకీర్తితం జీవాత్మనోః పృథక్త్వం యత్ జీవాత్మనోః పృథక్త్వం యత్ ప్రాగుత్పత్తేః ప్రకీర్తితం ప్రాగుత్పత్తేః ప్రకీర్తితం భవిష్యద్వృత్త్యా గౌణం తత్ వృత్త్యా గౌణం తత్ ముఖ్యత్వం హినయుజ్యతే ముఖ్యత్వం హినయుజ్యతే భవిష్యద్వృత్త్యా గౌణం తత్ వృత్త్యా గౌణం తత్ ముఖ్యత్వం హినయుజ్యతే ముఖ్యత్వం హినయుజ్యతే. So we should remember Veda Shastram teaches what cannot be known to any other pramanam. That Veda Shastram gives us the vision of the non-duality of the reality. Okay, so he says, Jivatmanoho prithaktvam. Prithaktvam, prithak means separate, prithaktvam means separateness. So separateness of jiva and atma. Separateness of the individual and the total. Separateness of the jiva and atma. Means duality, isn't it? The division. Prakirtitam. Prakirti means discussed, accepted, isn't it? It's not taught. We shouldn't say taught. Prakirti. The separateness of jiva and atma, the individual and the total, which is also mentioned. When it is mentioned, prag before. Before what? Utpattehe. Before utpattihi means creation. We should not take it as utpatti as a creation. Before. So, the separateness of jiva and atma, which is mentioned in the karma upasana kandas, before the mantras discussing the creation. Before the presentation of mantras discussing creation. So Gaudapacharya says, yes, there is separateness accepted in the karma upasana kandas, no doubt. So all when? Before the Veda Shastram, before the topic of creation is discussed in the Upanishads. Until the topic of creation is discussed in the Upanishads, in karma upasana kandas, of course, there is acceptance of duality. Duality is mentioned. Accepting rituals are prescribed. Meditations are prescribed. You may be encouraged also. Okay. No doubt. Which means that duality, that separateness of jiva and atma, that division should not be taken as the ultimate reality. Okay, just because it is Shruti, separateness, division, duality between jiva and atma is this mentioned in the karma kanda, accepting the karma kanda, upasana kandas, before this topic of, because the discussion of the creation, we should not mistake that it's a teaching. There's no teaching of duality. Separateness mentioned in the karma upasana kandas is only accepted temporarily. It is not real. Why? Bhavishyadvritya. Bhavishyadvritya. When we see this mention of separateness of jiva and atma in the karma upasana kandas, before the discussion of the topic of creation, If we see it from the standpoint of the teaching is going to come later on. Bhavishyadvrittya. Bhavishyadvrittihi means the future teaching which is going to come later on in the Jnana Kanda. Bhavishyadvrittya. With regard to the future teaching which is going to come later on in the Jnana Kanda, this Jivatmanoho Prithaktvam Gaunam. Gauna means what? Unimportant, secondary. The separateness which is mentioned in the Karma Upasana Kandas is Gaunam. Gauna means secondary, figurative. Means it is not a valid fact. Tad mukhyatvam hi na yujyate. Mukhyatvam na yujyate. See, mukhyatvam is primary importance. That does not, primary importance, giving primary importance to that separateness doesn't fit with regard to the later teaching. Na yujyate. Means it is not appropriate to accept, it's not appropriate to accept it, the division, the separateness, to be of primary importance. Mukhyatvam na yujyate. Okay. We see the whole Veda Shastram as we take. If we remember the ultimate aim of the Shastram, if we take the whole Veda as the Pramanam, then if we understand what is mentioned in the Karma Upasana Kandas, should not be mistaken to be of primary importance. Separateness should not be mistaken to be of primary importance. Gaunam mukhyatvam na yujyate. It is not appropriate to attribute primary importance to this separateness, division, difference. This is the literal meaning of the 14th Karika. Now Shankar Bhagavad is going to help us have better understanding of this Karika. Okay. Nanu, I'm reading the Bhashyam from 414. Does it want to follow? English can feel 4415. So nanu comes means a person, the doubt comes, who objects, who has this itching of accepting. Oh, Veda contradicts, isn't it? There's duality recommended in the Karma Upasana Kandas, later on non-duality is glorified. Is nanu Shutya api jiva paramatmanoho prutaktvam yad prag utpattehe. So jivatmanoho prutaktvam, separateness of jiva and atma, good duality, divisions between, difference between jivatman and paramatma, which is discussed by the Shruti, accepted by the Shruti, mentioned by the Shruti, when pragutpattehe. So he says before creation. No, it's not before creation. He pronounces it differently as what? Utpatyartha Upanishad Vakye Bhyaha Purum. Shankar Bhagavad makes it very, utpattehe prag means before creation. It is not correct. Before creation, Veda cannot be there. Creation has to happen, only then Veda becomes again manifested, isn't it? Veda, Veda Shastam, which has the status of being perennially eternal. Now, eternal cannot, isn't it? Comes only every time the creation comes, Veda also comes. So whatever is taught in the Veda Shastam cannot be before the creation. So the pragutpattehe must be taken as what? Before the discussion on creation. Before the topic of creation discussed in the Upanishads. So Shankaracharya says, pragutpattehe is equal to utpatyartha upanishad vakyebhyah purvam. Utpatyartha upanishad vakyebhyah purvam. Before the topic of creation discussed in the Upanishads. Before the statements which discuss the topic of creation in the Upanishads, purvam, prakirtitam, this division, the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is mentioned. Karmakande, where in the karma of Karmakanda. So Karmakanda includes what? Upasana Kanda also. Okay? Karmakande. Anekashaha, in many ways. How duality difference is mentioned in many ways? Because by talking about countless number of diseases of people, there's difference in people, difference in people's minds, difference in desires also. Therefore, anekasha kama bhedataha, based on the difference in desires of various people. Kama bhedataha, due to the difference in desires. In many ways, this duality, this difference is mentioned and accepted also. As what? Idam kamaha means this person of this desire. Adah kamaha iti, or that person is of that desire, this person is of this desire. Okay, the people, different people have different desires. Iti. And having mentioned about a human being, individual being, as a person of desires. So every individual being is a person of desires, not one, many desires also. Which means, individual is mentioned as a person of desires, individual is mentioned to be a person of inadequacy, a person of limitations, but a wanting person. Isn't it? A needy person. Therefore, and he is what now? He is a limited being. Okay, limited. Whereas, in the same Karmakanda, how Ishvara is mentioned, how Paramatma is mentioned, isn't it? Parahacha, and also Ishvara is mentioned as what? There's a Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quote from Rigveda Samhita. And that sentence, one small sentence. Saha dadhara prithivim dyam. Saha dadhara prithivim dyam. The dadhara, if you go and search for this word in dictionary, you will not find it. It's a Vedic usage. Dadhara means protector. Saha, that Lord, Saha Paraha, that Lord, Supreme Lord, Exalted Lord, is the protector. He protects Dhyam, heaven, Prithivim, the earth. So that Lord is the one who protects heaven and the earth. This statement is from where? Rigveda Samhita. Huge, okay, don't ask me where number and all. Number has to be mentioned, we can just take it. Okay, Rigveda Samhita, it is said. So from this statement, what do we understand? In Karmakanda, Ishvara is presented to be superior, exalted. The individual who is needy, wanting, you have desires means you are a person of wanting, isn't it? So needy person. So it means limited. So, Ishra and Jiva, Jiva Ishra Bhedaha is very well mentioned. We'll accept it. Which means, of course we understand, we mean the Lord is said to be of omniscience, Lord is said to be of omnipotency, omnipresence, isn't it? Whereas this individual is what? With little knowledge, little capability, little of everything, isn't it? Different. There's no Jiva is different from Ishvara. Ishvara is different from Jiva. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha is accepted in the Karmakanda. Even though accepted in the Karmakanda, Jiveshvara Bheda is not taught. Jiveshvara Bheda is not said to be real. Without saying the difference between Jiva and Ishvara is real or not, simply mentions the Shastram, accepts the Jiveshvara Bheda, which is already there in all our minds. Understanding of difference already there. Therefore, he says, ityadi mantra varnaihi sadadhara prithivim dyam, sadadhara prithivim dyam, ityadi mantra varnaihi. So, through such statements, ityadi mantra varnaihi, through statements, through mantras, such as these, that exalted Lord protects the earth and heaven, etc. Their superiority of Ishvara is mentioned. We're mentioning this Jiva as the person of this desire, that desire. The limitation of Jiva is also mentioned. Therefore, the huge difference between Jiveshvara Bheda, the difference between Jiva and Ishvara is mentioned in the Karmakanda, in the mantras, in the portions which come before the topic of creation discussed in the Upanishads. Therefore, if that is so, the difference is mentioned very obvious. Difference is mentioned very clearly in the Karmakanda, Upasana Kandas. Therefore, the Purapakshi's question is what now? Tatra katham karma jnana kanda vakya virodhe, when there is difference between the statements of karma kanda and jnana kanda. Jiveshvara Bheda is not there. That's a sentence in jnana kanda. Jiveshvara Bheda is there. There is difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. That is mentioned in the Karmakanda. Jiveshvara Bheda is not the non-separateness is taught in Jnanakanda. Separateness is mentioned in the Karmakanda. Isn't it? Therefore, there's a virodha. When there is virode, when there is contradiction between the statements of karma and jnana kandas in terms of separateness and non-separateness between Jiva and Ishvara, jnana kanda vakyarthasya ekatvasya samanjasyam katham avadharyate. He's asking, how is it ascertained? Katham avadharyate. How is it ascertained? What is this? Samanjasyam means appropriateness. Appropriateness of the oneness of the Atma. Appropriateness of the non-separateness of Atma, Jiva and Ishvara. Oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. The meaning of the Jnanakanda statement. Jnanakanda Vakyartha, mean what? The meaning of the statement, meaning of the Mahavakyams, obtaining in the Jnanakanda, reveal what? Oneness of the Atma, isn't it? So, Samanjasyam Katham Avadharyate, how this appropriateness of the oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma, which is the meaning of the Mahavakyams of Karma Jnanakanda, how is this ascertained to be of primary importance? How is it understood? How can this be ascertained, understood as the teaching, the primary teaching? Means why we say the primary aim of the ultimate aim of the whole Vedashastram is understanding the non-separateness, oneness of the reality, which is the meaning of the statements, the Pramana Vakyani of Jnanakanda. Which means we are rejecting, you know, half of this Vedashastram and accepting it, isn't it? Like in some other context, we use another term. It's called Ardhajari Nyaya. Ardhajari Nyaya means what? The person, one side he becomes old, one side becomes young. Is it possible for one side of the person to remain young, one side of the person becoming old? No. Either whole being person must be young, whole person must be old. Ardhajari Nyaya doesn't work here. Actually, teaching whole Vedashastram teaches one fact. Ultimately, the ultimate tatparyam, the aim of the Shastram is to help us arrive at this abstract fact of the non-duality of the reality, oneness of the reality, non-separateness of Jiva and Atma. Isn't it? Therefore, his question asking, but he says, Katham, when there is a contradiction between the statements of Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, so how the oneness of the Atma, which is taught through the statements of Jnanakanda, be understood, ascertained? How can it be understood as this, as that which is of primary importance? So the teaching of non-separateness, oneness, subject matter of the Jnanakanda definitely has the primary importance. How? That is the question. Now, Shankara Bhagavata himself presents the question, the doubt, himself gives an answer. Atra uchyate. Here it is said. Now, he mentions many statements which discuss the topic of creation. He quotes some mantras which form part of the, which discuss the topic of creation, where the Brahman, the reality, the Atma is mentioned to be the cause, which means there's a superimposition of causal status to the Atma. And this mention, superimposition of causal status of the, causal status to this Atma, the Brahman, is not to establish Brahman as the cause, not to accept the creation also. Actually, the main aim of discussing, presenting the creation itself is to help us arrive at the truth. The aim of the creation is only a prakriya. As a teaching methodology, the creation is discussed. Discussion on creation is not for establishing creation, okay, but to negate creation, to specifically to make us understand one reality being non-separate from everything that is here. Non-separateness of reality from everything. That's the aim. Right? Used as a teaching methodology. So he shows here, Atra Uchyate. First he quotes from Taittiriya Upanishad. Yatova imani bhutani jayante ye najatani jivanti yat prayant abhisam vishanti ti. I don't want to go ahead like that. Yataha va imani bhutani jayante. Yataha, that is Brahma. Okay? The Atma, the absolute reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is that from which all these beings originate. All these beings are born from that Brahman, coming to existence from that Brahman. This is a mantra occurring in the portion of the Upanishad where creation is discussed, isn't it? Where Brahma, Brahmatma is presented as the cause. Whenever Brahmatma is mentioned as the cause of the universe, it's very important for us to remember, okay, this is a prakriya, there's a method, the teaching methodology. In this teaching methodology called Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, I was called Adhyarupa Apavada Prakriya, the causal status is deliberately superimposed. There's a superimposition of causal status to the Atma. Just to help us understand, as a cause, Brahman is non-separate from the whole of the universe, which is like an effect. Okay. The next, one more example from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yathagne kshudra vispulingaha. Just as from one huge conflagration of fire, countless number of sparks emerge. Each and every tiny spark is of the same nature of the fire. Isn't it? Which means, even that also, which is also another mantra stating that how there is a srishti, creation is, there's a discussion on creation. In where Atma is said to be the cause of the universe. The next. Again, Taittiriya Upanishad's mantra is quoted here. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashas sambhutaha. It goes, akashad vayuhu vayor agni agnerapaha advipritivi prithivya oshadayaha oshadibhyonam annat purusha. This mantra goes like this. Okay. Again, there's a small portion. Don't need to worry about too much here. Here, etasmat atmanaha akasha sambhutaha. There's another mantra from same Taittiriya Upanishad, which is actually where definitely the causal status is superimposed upon Brahma. It is from that Brahman space has come into existence. By saying that it is going to say the whole cosmos of all beings emerged from Brahman. In all these mantras from different Upanishads, but all of them convey the same thing. That's it. We are going to see here. Then Chandogya Upanishad. Tadaikshata tattejaha asrujata. That Brahman saw, then that Brahman created fire. Only two sentences, just for sample sentences. Come on, I'm not telling you. It's all here in the Upanishads. That's what he says, okay? It's all already mentioned in the Upanishads. Tadaikshata tattejaha asrujata. That Brahman saw, that Brahman created fire. Did create? Because just to, this is a prakriya. There is a adhyaropa apavada prakriya, the specific method of superimposition of the causal status to Brahman. If I say this to the universe, then later on there is a negation also. What is superimposed is going to be negated also. Once the teaching is over, when this methodology serves its purpose, they'll be negated. Okay? The ityadi, having quoted all these statements, Śrīmad Bhagavatam says, ityadi utpatyartha upanishad vakyebhyaha prāk. Until the mantras discussing the topic of creation come in the Upanishads, before prithaktvam karmakande prakirtitam. Yes, definitely, difference between jivatma and paramatma, the separateness of jivatma and paramatma, duality is mentioned in the karmakanda. When one, the topic of creation started, through that very discussion on the topic of creation, isn't it? Where Brahman is presented as, where this causal status is superimposed upon Brahma, then is going to be taught Brahman is not the cause, universe is not the effect. All that is only Brahma. The universe is non-separate from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from universe. The whole universe is only as though appearance of the only reality. This is the teaching, main teaching of the mantras discussing the creation. Therefore, utpatyartha upanishad vakyebhyaha prak prithaktvam karmakande prakirtitam yate tat na paramartham. That difference between jivatma and paramatma, the duality, division, which is mentioned in the karmakanda before the discussion of the topic of creation, is not absolute. Na paramartham, it is not absolute fact. It is not real. Okay, not absolute. It is, that duality is not unreal. That difference is not unreal also, because difference is experienced. It is neither unreal nor real. It is mithya. Difference is seeming difference. Separateness is seemingly real, not absolutely real. So, na paramartham. Kim tarhi? If it is not paramartham, it is not absolutely real, it is not real, it's only seeming. What is then? Gaunam. This gaunam. The separateness is not unreal, it is seemingly real. It is only, you know, is it temporarily accepted? It is not a valid fact. Difference, no? Mention of difference between jivatma and paramatma is not a fact. It is seemingly real. It is neither unreal nor real. It is seemingly real, as though real. Gaunam. So temporarily it's accepted. How gaunam it is, how it is seemingly real. How only temporarily accepted. Mahakasha ghatakashadi bhedavat. Mahakasha ghatakashadi bhedavat. Even as I'm saying, you understand Sanskritam, don't you? Mahakasha ghatakashadi bhedavat. Like the difference between part space and total space. How the difference is not, difference is only gaunam. It is not real, not paramartham. Difference between part space and total space is gaunam. It is not paramartham. It is not real. It is as though. seemingly real. And he gives another example. Yatha vodanam pachati iti bhavishyadvritya yadvat. He gives the example. See, vodanam pachati. Vodanam in Sanskritam means cooked rice. Food itself is what? Cooked. Cooked only is food, isn't it? Vodanam pachati means, pachati means cooks. So, mother or father, somebody, okay, somebody cooks. Cooks food, vodanam pachati. He or she cooks food, means, cooks, vodanam means, rice is already, cooked rice is vodanam. How it is, the sentence is incorrect, isn't it? Cooking must be of the uncooked. Cooking cannot be off the already cooked. It happens in our stomach. That's a different thing. Okay. Already gets cooked inside the stomach. Not on the fire. Isn't it? Therefore, when sometimes we say, he cooks food, he cooks odanam, means, if you say, take the meanings of the sentence, it is incorrect. But what is implied is, okay, means food is going to be ready for eating. Is cooking the uncooked, that uncooked is going to become the cooked, it'll be ready for eating. That is the implication. Implied meaning is different. Because food, first what is cooked? In order to be ready for later on eating, the cooked must be ready, isn't it? Therefore, keeping in mind the later on thing which is going to happen, eating, he said, the sentence is said, he cooks odanam. He cooks food. He cooks food means what? He cannot cook food, isn't it? In fact, if you analyze the act of cooking, really speaking, only fire cooks. Do we cook really? Hot water cooks the rice. We only preparations, many units of actions form one act of cooking. All preparations only. Cooking is taken care of by Agni Bhagavan. Then our digestive fire takes care of further cooking. Isn't it? So even though when you say he cooks food or she cooks food, that implies, okay, implies the future act of eating, okay, that for future act of eating, the food will be ready. In the same way, yatha tandulaha means uncooked rice. Tandulam pachati. It can be to some extent correct. Even then cooking is done by some fire, isn't it? Tandulam pachati means he cooks rice. He cooks the cooked rice, odana means it is not right. But we do use such expressions because connecting it with what? What is going to be happening later on. Isn't it? Therefore, bhavishyadvritya. Therefore, in saying it is not wrong. We have to always see what is implied by the statement. We should not take the literal meanings of the words. We have to see the meanings of the words in contextually and also what is implied also. So he says, in the same way, nahi bhedavakyanam kadachidapi mukhya bedarthatvam upapadyate. It's a very important sentence. Bedavakyanam kadachidapi mukhya bedarthatvam nahi upapadyate. See, it is not possible at all for the statements. Statements which mention the difference or duality to be of primary importance. Okay. the statements mentioning duality do not have primary importance at all. Swabhavika avidyavat pranibheda drishti anuvadithvat atmabheda vakyanam. So again, very important sentence. Why the statements mentioning division, difference, duality do not have any importance at all? Are of not primary importance. Why? Because those statements are not pramana vakyani. Statements which mention the division, difference, duality are not statements which serve as means of knowledge. They are not pramana vakyani. They are only restatements, only anuvada vakyani. They restate what? So he says, all those statements which mention the duality have the status of being the restatements. They're only restatements. Means what? They restate the erroneous perception of duality of all the beings because of their ignorance. Swabhavika avidyavat prani bheda drishti anuvaditvat. All these statements which mention duality division are the statements. They're only accepting the perception of duality of all the beings which are naturally ignorant. Ignorance is natural. Swabhavika avidya is there. Ignorance is naturally there. We do not know what the truth is. We do not know what I is. We do not know what exactly the reality is. We do not know that such reality exists also. We have no idea of what reality is. Not knowing what the reality is, not knowing what I am, not knowing what the truth is, and we are simply born here, we are with ignorance. Already we are born ignorant people. Ignorance is naturally there. We don't need to go and earn ignorance, okay? I have to earn knowledge. I have to earn ignorance. No. Ignorance is there already naturally. Swabhavikataya avidya asti. Ignorance being very natural, ignorance causes what now? Erroneous perception. So, swabhavika avidyavat prani. All beings who are naturally ignorant have this erroneous perception, the duality, perception of duality. And then this perception of duality is there naturally because of ignorance. Upanishads, these statements which mention duality only restate, okay, they express their acceptance of the dual perception of duality which is already there on the part of beings who are ignorant. Therefore, duality, those statements do not have any primary importance. Must become very clear. Nowhere in the Karma Upasana Kandas, it is said, duality is real. No. Nowhere it is said. Duality is mentioned, restated, accepting our perception of duality, accepting our experiences, and accepting our understanding. It only restates. Doesn't state. Upanishad does not say, no, Veda Shastam, nowhere it is said duality is real. Duality is not real also is not said in the Karmakanda Upasana Kandas. Upanishad says in the very Karmakanda itself, duality is not real. My God, people will run away from Upanishad Veda Shastram. Very careful. This is called diplomacy. Very careful. Oh, we are dealing with all these delicate minds, darling babies, minds, human beings. Therefore, it doesn't say duality is real, doesn't say duality is not real, without saying anything, accepting our perception of duality caused by ignorance. Upanishad only mentions duality, means prescribes the rituals, etc. Okay, accepting the difference. Doesn't say. But later on, Upanishad is going to say, non-duality is real, non-difference is real, non-separateness is real. Difference, division, separateness is not real. Condemn duality, divisions and differences. When we're all ready enough to listen to the teaching. This is the answer Shankara Bhagavatpada gives to satisfy one small question. You have a very long answer, made very clear. Iva cha upanishatsu utpatti pralayadi vakyehi jivatma paramatmanoho ekatvameva pratipipadaishatam. Cha upanishatsu, and he is further, he says, upanishatsu, in all the upanishads, before I go to this point, one more thing I want to tell you. Even though this topic of creation is discussed in the Upanishads, Upanishads' focus is definitely not in establishing the creation. That's why even the creation precedent also is not the same in all the Upanishads. In Taittiriya Upanishad, this creation is mentioned differently. How from Brahman elements came, that is differently. In Chandogya Upanishad, only first three elements are mentioned. And in Kaivalya Upanishad, creation of five elements are mentioned. So in different Upanishads, in Mundaka, the mention of the topic of, when this topic of creation comes, the creation is presented differently. Which means the order of creation is not the same in all the Upanishads. It's only mention of creation. Just to say everything came to existence from Brahma. That's all. Again, it's a methodology. It's a method of superimposition and negation. Therefore, what is present as a methodology should not be taken as a teaching. Teaching sense what? Taken as a fact established. No. Causal status is not fact established. It is a temporarily given status for teaching something else. Okay. So he says now, Upanishatsu utpatti pralayadi vakyehi jivatmanoho ekatvameva pratipadaishatam. Okay. In Upanishads, utpatti pralayadi vak, through the statements which mention, which present, talk about creation and resolution of the universe. Utpatti creation, pralayaha resolution. Okay. So whenever the Upanishads mention, in the Upanishads, through the statements discussing the creation and resolution, etc., Upanishad always was desirous of revealing the oneness of the Jiva and Parama, Jivatma and Paramatma. Jiva Paramatmanoho Ekatvameva Prapipadayishatam. It was desired by the Upanishad only to establish, to teach the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, even through the statements presenting the creation and resolution of the universe. So, Upanishadsu Utpatti Pralayadi Vakyaihi Jiva Paramatmanoho Ekatvameva Prapipadayishatam. Which means, Upanishad was always desirous of revealing the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma only through discussing the creation and resolution of the universe. Not to establish Paramatma is the cause, Jivatma is the effect, and the world is an effect product. No. Not to talk about the cause and effect. There's no cause, no connection, no relationship, isn't it? Only to establish the oneness of the reality. Tattvam asi. Now he quotes, Tattvam asi. This is a Mahavakyam from Chandogya Upanishad. And through this Mahavakyam, Tattvam asi, that Paramatma which you are searching for is yourself. You are essentially non-separate. There is no difference at all. You are never away from Paramatma. For you to become Paramatma, to join Paramatma, you are already Paramatma. That Tattvam asi. Then Anyaha asau anyaha aham asmi iti saha na veda. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there's another statement which also reveals the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. Anyaha asau anyaha aham asmi iti saha na veda. That wise person does not know, he is other than me, I am different from him. That difference he does not see. A wise person does not see, he is different from me, I am different from him. Because he, in spite of seeing the difference from the standpoint of upadis, he sees the non-difference from the standpoint of the essential nature. This is another statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. See, all these statements, okay, are known as Mahavakyani. Mahavakyam is a great statement, a great declaration of the Upanishads, because this statement reveals the essential oneness. Why does it reveal? There is difference. We cannot say there is no difference at all. There is difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. How? Relatively, from the standpoint of the upadis. Even this difference also is not real. Relatively, empirically, as though real. There is as though real difference between Jivatma from this Paramatma from the standpoint of upadis. But from the standpoint of Atma, there is no difference at all. As though difference means what? There's no difference in the standpoint of upadis also. On the standpoint of this as though difference, in the standpoint of Atma, there's no difference at all. Because it's one. This is what is revealed by the Mahavakyams. Anyaha asau anyaha ahamasmi iti sahana veda. This is a statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Ityadibihi vakyehi. Through all these statements, known as Mahavakyams also, Upanishad emphatically reveals the essential oneness, non-separateness of the individual and the total. Ataha, therefore, Upanishadsu Ekatvam Shutya Pratipadayishatam Bhavishyati. Therefore, in all the Upanishads, uniformly, through these statements of Mahavakyams, great declarations, Upanishad would like to teach only what? Oneness of the Jivatman Paramatma, non-separateness of Jivatman Paramatma only. Later on. Therefore, Bhavinim Ekavrittim Ashritya Loke Beda Drishti Anuvadaha Gaunaha Yeva Iti Abhiprayaha. Therefore, in this world, we have to understand part of the human beings also, Beda Drishti Anuvadaha. Beda Drishti Anuvadaha means the restating of this perception of duality, which is already there naturally on the part of human beings, that so mention of the difference, separateness between Jivatman, separateness of Jivatman Paramatma in the Karma Upasana Kandas is definitely Gaunaha, is only figurative, secondary only. From the standpoint of the teaching is going to come later on. Ekavrittim Bhavinim Ekavrittim Ashritya. With regard to the teaching which is going to come later on, Bhavinim Ekavrittim Ashritya, we have to understand Beda Drishti Anuvadaha Gaunaha Eva. We have to understand duality mentioned, difference only mentioned, accepting the already existing perception of duality of the human beings. It is mentioned. It is not of primary importance. It is of secondary importance. It is Gaunaha, figurative, that is. Gaunaha. Gaunaha yeva. Iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the teaching. Atha. No, he goes ahead saying, Athava. Tad aikshata. Now he gives another meaning also, okay?
Page 417.
Chandogya Upanishad, he quotes, Tad aikshata, tat tejaha asrujata, ityadi utpattehe prak. He says, he quotes some same mantra which already mentioned actually. Tadaikshata. In Chandogya Upanishad it is said, Brahman saw, then the Brahman created a fire. This is how creation, the topic of creation is presented there. The creation is mentioned there. Ityadi. Utpattehe prak. Before the discussion on creation in the Upanishads, before, it is also said, Ekameva Advitiyam. There was only secondless non-dual reality, Brahma, Atma, before the creation. Iti Ekatvam Prakirtitam. Already it was, this Ekatvam was what? Already mentioned. Tadeva cha Tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi iti tadeva tat satyam. And the same fact, initially, before even discussing the topic of, beginning the topic of creation, the same Upanishads also state what? Before the creation there was only Brahma, Brahman alone was there. Which means, what does it mean? Brahman alone was 1D, secondless, non-dual reality was there before the creation. It is mentioned. Having said that, Therefore what? Again, Upa is going to say that absolute reality, secondless reality which alone was there, that alone is real. That non-dual reality alone is real. Tat satyam. And that reality is what? Sa atma. That is what is the innermost essence of every being. Therefore what? That non-dual reality, which alone is real, which alone is the innermost essence of all the beings, is what? Atma. Therefore, you are that truth. Tattvamasi. You are that truth. Iti. Thus, to all these statements also, ekatvam bhavishyati. There is going to be the teaching of, there's going to be the teaching of the essential oneness, non-duality of the reality in the Upanishads later on, isn't it? Iti tam bhavishyad vrittim apekshya. So considering, keeping in mind the future teaching of non-duality of the reality which is going to come later on, yat jivatmanoho prithaktvam, whatever the separateness of jivatman paramatma, kvachidvakyam, yatra kvachidvakye gamyamanam, whatever the duality is understood, dual difference, the separateness of jivatman paramatma, which understood in all this, in a way, in the karmopasana kandas, tadi gaunam. How many times Shankaracharya says, my God, tad gaunam, that is only of secondary sense, it's only figurative, that is not real. Please don't say karma ka upasana kandas, duality set is taught. No. Veda does not teach the duality. Veda does not say the duality is real. Nowhere. Keeps quiet, doesn't say it's not real also. Later on, when Veda Shastram in Upanishads finishes, it teaches, helps us understand how non-duality is reality, Upa wants us to assume duality is not real. Of course, condemns. Duality being not real is mentioned strictly, emphatically condemned only later on in the Upanishads. Okay? An Upanishad has already hooked, emotional hook is already there. We will not run away. Now, mom has won the heart. You know, how can we go away from her? Every mother has to have a hook, the children. Wherever they go, which university they go, wherever they go and work, they'll come back to see the mom. Hook must be there. So that sucked them with everything they give, isn't it? Upa, that's the same thing. So here, jivatmanoho prithaktvam, yatra kvachidvakye gamyamanam tad gaunam, this separateness whichever is understood in some statements in the karmopasana kandas, tad gaunam, that is, does not be taken literally. Gaunam means what? That is of secondary importance. That's not a fact. Okay? It is like yatha vodaram pachati iti tadvat. It is like saying, okay, he cooks food, she cooks food. That statement, we don't take it literally. We understand the food which is needed for eating later on is being prepared. That's the meaning. Okay? Vodanam pachati. Even though the statements means he cooks food, we know the food which is to be eaten later on is being prepared now. That is the meaning. In the same way, later on, the whole Veda toward the end in Jnanakanda, in all Upanishads, is going to reveal this mind-blowing fact of you are the truth, you are the whole, all that is, there's only Brahma. There's no difference whatsoever. It is going to teach. For that, it's only statements of secondary importance, just to prepare you for that vision. Now again, one more small doubt for this Purapakshi. Okay. Nanu yad utpattehe prak ajam sarvam ekameva advitiyam tathapi utpattehe urdhvam idam jatam sarvam jivaha cha bhinnaha iti. Oh, okay. Before the creation, there was only one non-dual, secondless reality. There's no division, no difference, nothing was there. The Brahman alone was there. And from the Brahman, all this, now this Upanishad starts about now. Prak, utpattehe prak. If I say, don't you understand Sanskritam? Utpattehe prak. Before the creation, isn't it? Before the creation, means what? Before the topic, the portions, before where we come across the mantras which discuss the topic of creation, before that, it is also mentioned, prak, ajam, sarvam, ekam, advitiyam, everything was there as one non-dual, secondless reality before the creation. Tatha, in the same way, utpattehe urdhvam. Utpattehe prak, there was one secondless non-duality. Utpattehe urdhvam, after the creation, idam sarvam jatam. This world of plurality has come into existence. Jivaha cha bhinnaha. Therefore, now can we say that after creation, there's a plurality of jivas? Before creation, only one was there. After creation, there's a plurality of beings, plurality of jivas. Can we say this way? Because we're still experiencing plurality. Is it okay to say? Yes, no, God's okay. Is it okay so to say? Ma evam. May you not think so. Ma evam. Not that way. That is not the correct understanding. May you not think so. Ma evam. Anya arthatvat utpattishrutinam. Utpattishrutinam anya arthatvam asti. Please understand all these utpattishrutihi. Listen to the words. Utpattishrutihi means Veda mantras which present the topic of creation are known as Utpatti Shrutayaha. Okay, all these Vedic mantras which present the topic of this creation have an entirely different meaning. Anya Arthatvam Asti means what? All have the status of having completely a different meaning. What's the different meaning? Through this discussion on creation, the important meaning the Upanishad wants to convey is non-separateness of the reality from everything. By helping us see this fact of the non-separateness of reality from everything, Upanishad wants us to understand everything that is here is only appearance of that only reality. Therefore, what is there is only the reality. Got it? Yeah. Utpatti shruti nam anya arthatvam asti. Utpatti shruti hi. Utpatti shruti hi The mantras of Veda which discuss the creation, okay, which use this myth, Srishti Prakriya, which present the Srishti Prakriya. Those mantras have completely different purpose, different meaning, anyarthatvam. They have the different, they want to convey something differently. What is that? Non-duality. Non-separateness of Brahman from everything is what they want to teach. Then he says, Shankara Bhagavata reminds him, Purvamapi parihritaha eva ayam doshaha. This error was already corrected. Ayam doshaha, this error was already corrected before. Why? He says, how? Swapna, swapnavati atmamaya visarjitaha sanghataha ghatakasha utpatti bedadivati jivanam utpatti bedat iti bedadihi iti. So he says, come on, why are you asking again? This has been already clarified. This error has been already corrected by saying what? Swapnavate. See, this whole universe of plurality of beings, okay, is like what? The dream world is as real as the dream world. For you to know the dream to be, dream being dream, not real, you have to wake up from sleep. In the same way, you, if you wake up from sleep of ignorance of your own essential nature, you will see this world of duality experience, which seems to be so real also, being not real will become very clear. It's like a dream. And also Maya, it's like any magical performance of a magician. Swapna ma, swapna vate, like the dream, is what now? Sorry. Atma maya visarjitaha, like the dream, how the dream world, the projection of the wakers also, atma maya visarjitaha. The word maya doesn't mention here, okay? I simply added because earlier it was mentioned. Atma maya visarjitaha means this all, the whole world of beings, the only projection of the plurality is actually, the beings are projections of the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, the throwing power of Maya, belong Maya of Atma. What? Sanghataha. Sangha, all these, the body, mind, sense complexes. All these countless number of body, mind, sense complexes, the material products, the dina material products, which seem to be different, which seem to be different, which seem to be many, they are all Atma Maya Visarjitaha. They are all projected by the Maya, the Shakti, the power, unmanifest knowing power of Maya, no, the reality. When it begins to function, Vikshepa, okay, Vikshepa, it all become projected. Ghatakasha utpatti bedadivat jivanam utpatti bedadihi. Ghatakashadi utpatti bedadivat. How, just as this creation of, how does difference, seeming difference in the creation of so-called countless number of pot spaces, etc. So also there is seeming difference, okay, the creation of the beings. Itaha eva utpatti vedadi shrutibhyaha akrishya iha punaha utpatti shruti nam aidam pariya pratipipadaisha ya upanyasaha. Again, here is the presentation of this, you know, the topic of plurality, divisions. He says, Utpatti Vedadi Shrutibhyaha. From the different various mantras, discuss the topic of creation from all of them, having taken the teaching, Akrishya Iha Punaha Utpatti Shruti Nam Audampariyam, again Upanishad, the aim, Audampariyam means Tatpariyam. The ultimate aim of the Upanishads being the non-separateness, oneness, is brought to light here. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. At least we know duality is not mentioned as real. Nowhere. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.